Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shia sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Lamed Zayin with Beis, four lines from the bottom. We're in the middle of a sugyo regarding Mechashvi Me'avoido La'avoido. Rechonon says, when the Kohen is doing one avoido, he's doing Shechito, and he has in mind to do the Zriko Shaloi Lishmo, to do another avoida, to do throwing of the blood, with the mindset to do it for the wrong korban, so it does poisel the korban Pesach. And then once tried to explain what's the reason that when one is doing one avoida right now, and has in mind to do another avoida later, bepsul, how does that poisel the korban? So the Gemara brought in the previous daf two explanations. Either because we learned from Pigul, and then the Gemara questioned that you cannot compare Pigul, which is the machshava, the thought of doing something in the wrong time, to doing Shaloi Lishmo, to do for the wrong korban. And then the Gemara brought an explanation that is considered to be as if that first avoido was done with two machshavas, with a good machshava and a bad machshava, and we learned in our Mishnah that if the same avoido was done with both machshavas, it's poisel the korban. Now the Gemara goes to a third explanation. Rav Chananya Omar Kumir Amano B'Shem Avyudo. Time of the Abirchon, the reason of Abirchonon, Kol She'ilu Yovo Loisa Avoido Ve'einu Mechashev Lo, meaning any avoido, if you had the wrong machshava, it would ruin the avoido. Einu mechashev ma'avoido acheres lo. So also, when you have another avoido thinking about that specific avoido, for example, someone's doing shchita thinking about zriko, because zriko and bad machshava ruins it, so also when you're doing shchita and thinking about zriko, the bad machshava will ruin it. Meaning this explanation is saying, not that when you're doing shchita with a machshava on another avoido, it ruins the shchita, but it's as if the person is doing Zriko with the wrong machshava, even though he didn't get there yet. This is what the Gemara continues in the Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to be using here the Girsa of Reb Chaim. Ilu shachtoi lishmoi, v'zorek dama shloi lishmoi, shema ein repasul. If he did shchita with the wrong machshava, he did Zriko with the wrong machshava, is it not pasul? So therefore, shachtoi lishmoi, lizorek dama shloi lishmoi, is also pasul. Because if they're doing the avoid as the machshava is poisel, so also doing another avoid to think about that machshava is poisel. And continues the Gemara and says, based on this understanding, shachtoi ilu shachtoi lishmoi, v'kibel domoi shaloi lishmoi. According to Reb Chaim, pshat is, if he did kabbalas dam shaloi lishem bailim, he received the blood, but not with the right mindset for the right owner. Shema in a kosher, maybe it then would not be kosher. The answer is, it is kosher. Because machshavas shaloi lebailov, the wrong bailim, is only in Zriko, only when you throw the blood on the mizbech. Or bishas kabbalah mechashavu. Doing kabbalah sadam, machshavas shaloi shem bailov does not poisel the korban. So therefore, when he did shchito, and he had in mind to do kabbalah shaloi shem bailov, it will also not be poisel the korban. And the Gemara summarizes it. Hare kol shilu yovo loisa avoido ve'inu mechashav lo. Any avoido, that the wrong machshavah will not be poisel it, so also machshava from another avoid will now be poisel it. Meaning, if doing that avoid is now poisel it, like machshava shalosh and bailim, so also from another avoid will now be poisel it. So ask the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya against this from Pigul. I'm going to use again here the Yosef of Chaim. Ilu shachtoi bizmanoi, like to be more shaloi bizmanoi, shemaino Pigul. One who did shchita in the right time, but he had in mind that he's going to do the fat that goes after the korban, he'll do that in the wrong time. Of course, the korban caused pigul, as we saw in the previous daf. Whenever you have in mind to do any one of the avoidos, even something which is not me'akev the kapara, even something which is not required for the korban, if you had in mind to do it in the wrong time, that's the pigul. That's the classic case of pigul. Hi, b'shas ha'ketorah inu mechashe, but doing a ketorah simurim, if you have in mind to do this at the wrong time, but you're actually not in the wrong time, he's doing it the right time with the wrong thought, I want to do it in the wrong time, it won't ruin the imurim, because you go based on his actual maise. Hooray, kol shil yovel loisa avoidu ve'inu mechashe lo. According to you, the rule is, then he avoidu the machshor is not poisel to it. Einu mechashe ma'avoidu acheres lo, so another avoidu cannot have a wrong machshor for it. So why pigul works? Don't bring me a raya from pigul. Pigul is different. Because the Reisi said in the previous daf that there's two things that you see that pigul is different than pasul. In the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi came and said that you see there's a difference between pikul and posel. Some things that psu shol ishmo shloshim bailim or poisel do not poisel by pikul. And the opposite by pikul, sometimes the things that are poisel by pikul are not poisel by psu. So you can't compare pikul to regular psu shol ishmo shloshim bailim. So don't bring me a raya from there. So the one might not think me bring here. What will be the nefkamina between these two last explanations in Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning, in the previous daf, we saw Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan is that when you have a machshava from one avoido to the other avoido, it's considered to be that the avoido that he's thinking about becomes posel. When he's doing shchita and he has the wrong machshava for zrika, the shchita has the wrong machshava. That was Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chanani, that we started this daf with, he said that when you have shchita and the machshava of zrika, so what's posel is the zrika, not the shchita. So what's the nefkamina between these two explanations? Says the Gemara, Shmuel bar Avduma chilufim mishay moys hashana. Do we say the opposite during the rest of the year? Opposite means, and the shito Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that's the sugyo, do we say the opposite? Now what's going on during the rest of the year? The rest of the year, Korban Pesach needs to be shechted l'shem shlomim. If you shecht Korban Pesach l'shem Pesach and any other day of the year, the Korban is pasul. So in a case, sheshachto lishmoy lizrug dama shloy lishmoy b'shayim ois hashana. He shecht the Korban Pesach lishmoy means l'shem Pesach during the year. And he had in mind to do zriko shaloi lishmoy during the year. What happens then? Al daite Rabbi Yochanan kasha, al daite Shimon Lakish pasul. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds mechashvim me'avoido le'avoido. So by doing shchita and having in mind that he's doing zriko shaloi lishmoy, he's already ruining the shchita that's not complete l'shem Pesach, and that's good enough. Korban Pesach cannot have L'Shem Pesach completely. Now that you're not completely L'Shem Pesach, because you have a mixture of Pesach and not something else, so then this Korban is kosher. But according to Rish Lakish, the aim of Hashem Avoida Avoida, when I'm doing one Avoida, I can't think about another Avoida. So because the Shechita is done L'Shem Pesach, even though he has in mind to do Zrika Shelo L'Shem Pesach, but the Shechita is ruining the Korban, because this Korban cannot be Korban Pesach anymore during the year. This difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, to say exact opposite of what they said before, to say it during the year, that only works according to Rabbi Yosef in the previous daf. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan is learning that when I'm doing Shechita and having in mind Zrika Shel Yishma, the Shechita is pasul. The Shechita is ruined. It's a wrong machshav in the Shechita. So therefore, during the year, doing Shechita's Pesach for and with a machshav of Zrika ruins the Shechita, and that qualifies the Korban to be a good Korban. But according to Rav Chananya, Rabbi Yochanan said, when a person has shechita and has in mind to do zrika shel lishma, it ruins the zrika, not the shechita. So the shechita was completely l'shem Pesach. Shechita that's done l'shem Pesach during the year ruins the carbon, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, you want to know what's left community between Rabbi Yosef and Chananya in understanding Rabbi Yochanan? Will Rabbi Yochanan's shechita become the opposite during the year? If you learn like Rabbi Yosef, yes, the same way the current Pesach on the day of Pesach, if he has in mind to do Zrika Shel Yishma, it ruins the Korban Pesach. So also during the year, when he's doing Zrika Shel Yishma, is machshir this Korban to be a shlomim. But according to Rav Chananya, you're not affecting the Shechita, only the Zrika. So the Shechita was done purely L'Shem Pesach, and in Mele, during the year, it ruins the Korban, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara and says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, we're using the gears of Rav Chaim, Aldo Olil Abar Ba'abo. Abba Ba'abo is the Vuud Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, his name was Abba, then the son of Abba. And he went there to Israel to ask the following question. How do we know that during the year, Korban Pesach turns to be a Shlomim? Tomid Loimer v'minatzoin korbanoi lezevach Shlomim. Kol shu minatzoin ba Shlomim. Whatever it's soin, soin means sheep, becomes Shlomim. What is minatzoin? Korban Pesach comes from minatzoin. So during the year, becomes Shlomim. Hey, sivu nari oilo minatzoin. Korban oilo also comes from minatzoin. So if you have moisa korban oilo, you have extra korban oilo, should it turn to be shlomim? Says the Gemara of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Tova she'inu ba ela min atzoin, yotos oilo shiba afilu min abokar. It's different. Korban Pesach comes only from sheep. You can't bring it from a bokar. You can't bring an axe for Korban Pesach. But oilo could come also from an abokar. Hey, Seivun, so they asked, Arei, Oshom, what about korban Oshom? Korban Oshom only comes from the tzoin. It has to be coming from all tzoin. Means tzoin includes both sheep and goats. Korban Pesach could come from either. But Korban Hashem has to come specifically from sheep. So the Gemara asks, Bechol Osor, have you heard the place in Toiro at Omar mean lemait? Mean is coming to be a mite. Mean is a mute. The Ocha at Omar mean lerabbis. And here the word mean is merabbi. Because the Gemara understands, it says, Vimin at Sonker, Bonan Zel Shlomim, the Min at Son refers to Pesach to be merabbi, to be a Shlomim. Omar Mano miato, it is a mute. Shein or bag, and we're using the Gears of Chaim, El Ben Shtei Shonim, Umiato, Shinir Banekeva. Meaning Rav Chaim explains, the Gemara says the fact that Korban Pesach comes Shlomim means that you don't learn from a mute. That's just the mashmos of the Pasuk. And the mean tells you that you could bring for the Shlomim only something which could be a Pesach, which means it can't be 2 years old, has to be 1 year old, has to be a male, not a female. Hey, Sivun, so they asked another question. There's another Pasuk that says, you have Tzoyin coming from sheep or goats, will become Oilo. You want to tell me the Korban Pesach comes Oilo? The same type of Pasuk that you learn from the Shlomim says over here that comes Oilo. Meaning, if I have to pick and choose between the two psukim, do I want to say that Pesach is a shlomim or oilo? I prefer to say it's a shlomim because shlomim is edible and Pesach is edible. Oilo goes kulo el shamayim. Omar b'yisib araboy. Another answer. Mishayim kotchu kalim, mishayim kotchu kalim. Take our Pesach, which is a kotchu kalim, and we change the kotchu kalim, which is shlomim. Veim mishayim kotchu kalim, mishayim kotchu kadoshim. And now you don't take Pesach, turn into oilo, which is a higher level of kedusha called kotchu kotchim. Omar b'yichanon al do oli Rav Chanino. For the following, Rav Chanino went there to show to mivar the following sugyo. Once we say Korban Pesach turns to be Shlomim, it doesn't become automatically, but he has to have in mind to say this Korban Pesach is Shlomim, as we said in Amud Aleph. And the word understands, it means he has to have in mind the Shem Shlomim and not to anything else. And I hold, even if he had in mind to do the Shem Oilo, it's also going to make the Pesach into Shlomim. What's the reason, Rabbi Yochanan? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'imen atzoyin korbanoi lezevach shlomim." Kol shu zevach ba shlomim, meaning kol shu zevach. Any other machshava except the machshava Pesach makes this korban into korban shlomim. So explains the Gemara. What's the nafkamino? Mishtane in the machshava psul. Having the change from machshava psul, meaning that he has the wrong machshava, makes it change to be the good korban. Hey, Chovid, how that works? How you see that lemaisit? Samora says the following. We have a rule. In order to become a korban pigul, when you have a machshava for the wrong time, you need to have everything else to be kosher. That's a Gemara. That's the Mishnah in Zvachim. In order for the pigul to be pigul, everything else has to be 100% kosher. If it's kosher, everything else, so machshava's pigul is effective. But if there's something else that causes the korban to be pasul, so even if one has a machshava's pigul, it does not make a korban pigul. The korban will be pasul anyway. But the question is, does it have a din pigul which has special halachas to it? So how does it work here? Shachtor l'shem oilo. He took the Korban Pesach, had in mind to do l'shem oilo. Aminat lizur k'dom alamachor. And in addition, he has in mind that he's going to do the gzrikas dam in the wrong time, which is the classic machshava spigul. Mikomo kom pasul. The Korban is pasul in any case, because he had the machshava of shalos manoi that ruins the Korban. But in tamer mishtani l'machshava is pasul pigul. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that by thinking the Korban Pesach is a oilo, it makes it a good korban to shlomim. So this korban is a korban pigul, because it's a good korban, everything else is perfect for it. And the only wrong thing you have is they have the wrong machshava for the wrong to do the zrik on the wrong time. But in termer no mishtam machshava psul. But if you hold the only way Pesach turns to be shlomim is you're thinking about it for shlomim. If you think about it for oilo, it does not become shlomim, it's still pasul. So the din is it's pasul, meaning it's pasul and it's not pigul. Because the korban is anyway ruined, because it's not a real korban shlomim, and it's not a real korban Pesach, so therefore pigul does not affect it to become pigul. Lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi b'shayim o'is hashana. If one has in a machshava doing shchita, do lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi. Remember, during the year, korban Pesach you have to have in mind to do it shaloi lishmoi, to do it for shlomim. Here he has both machshavas. So says the Gemara daf lametes amud aleph, Rabboin barchiyo b'shem shmoi bar abo. And we're using here the gear of Rab Chaim that comes the name of the Vilna Goyen. Mikivan Shaoma Shalishmo Nasek Shoichit Bishtiko Vishalishmo Yivu Kosher. So the words is like this. If you would not say a thing, you would not specify anything. In the middle of the Shchita, you would think Shaloy Lishmoy, so then it'll be okay. Because he's not Shekht in Lishem Pesach completely, he's Shekht in Lishem Shlomi, even though he's doing only in half the Avodah. So also when he's shechting lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, when he has in mind the beginning of the shechit to do l'shem Pesach, and then he changes in l'shem shlomim, it's also okay. There's no difference between being quiet and then doing Shol Yishmoy or doing a Lishmoy and then changing it to Shol Yishmoy. And therefore, who kosher? That's why it's okay. Omer Lei Vein Kaini, if that's true, again using the gears of Rab Chaim, Afilu Shachtoy Lishmoy Lizuk Doma Shol Yishmoy. So when he did Shechita Lishmoy for the Shem Pesach, but he had in mind to do Zrika Shol Yishmoy, V'yaseh Mishor Rishoyno Keshachtoy Lishmoy V'Shol Yishmoy V'yeh Kosher. Meaning now that you're saying that if you have shechita, half good, half not good, it's good enough to change the current pace to be korban shlamim. So when he has shechita and has in mind to do this zrika shel Yishmoy, according to Rabbi Yoiso in the Sugya Leil, that says, mechashrim avoid al-avoid akur tabirachar, means that when you do shechita and have in mind to do zrika shel Yishmoy, it means the shechita is ruined. So in the case he's taking a korban pesach during the year, and he has shechita lishma, which is going to poison the korban, but he has in mind to do zrika shaloi lishma, that should affect the shechita, make the shechita half lishma, half shaloi lishma, and the korban should be kosher. So according to the understanding that when shechita is half okay, half not okay, Aliba Debye said it should be okay as well. Says the Gemara, Omar of Abba Mari, he comes to argue in this concept. Man Omar b'shtika kosher, Onar b'shtika pasul. The whole basis of this logic is that if he was silent and then he changed his mind and said it shaloi lishmo, that will make the korban okay. So he's saying the same thing if he was not silent. He said clearly he wants to do it for Pesach and then he changed it for shlamim, it should be okay. But who said that that hanacha is true? Who said that if you do shtika and then you change it shaloi lishmo, it's going to be okay? Maybe a nechanami, if he has shtika, which is stomach lishmo, and then he changes his mind to be shaloi lishmo, will not anywhere help the korban anyway, and this will be a korban pasul. And similarly, if he had l'shem pesach and then l'shem shlamim, it also will, the korban will be pasul. And Mimele also, if he does shchita lishmo and zrika shaloi lishmo, even according to Rabbi Yose, it won't help the carbon. Because maybe once you do the shchita somewhat lishmoi, that makes this carbon possible, because carbon pesach during the year cannot be the cliche pesach at all. So we end the sugi with a discussion. Do we say the carbon pesach during the year, he was shoysek in the beginning of shchita, and then he changed it to carbon shlomim, does this carbon, is it kosher to be shlomim or not? With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Psachim, Daf Lamed Ches.